With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting there's new evidence linking Luigi Mangione to the killing of a UnitedHealthcare CEO.
The gun found on the suspect in the killing of the UnitedHealthcare CEO matches shell casings found at the scene.
We were able to match that gun to the three shell casings that we found in Midtown.
New York City's Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch made the announcement.
We're also able at our crime lab to match the person of interest's fingerprints with fingerprints that we found on both the water bottle and the Kind bar near the scene of the homicide in Midtown.
Police had said earlier that they believe the gunman bought the items at a nearby coffee shop while waiting for his target. I'm Haya Panjwani.
A lot of us are expected to travel for the holidays, correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Are you traveling for the holidays? AAA expects more than 119 million of us will. This year, Christmas is on a Wednesday. AAA is expecting record-breaking numbers the weekend before Christmas Day and the weekend after. Of course, most of us will go by car, but air travel is expected to set a new record this holiday season with 7.8 million passengers. A AAA spokesperson says this is the time of year when lifelong memories are made with loved ones, and travel plays a big role in that. I'm Rita Foley.
President-elect Trump is expected to ring the opening bell at the New York Stock Exchange for the first time and be named Time Magazine's Person of the Year. Thursday's events will be a notable moment of twin recognitions for Trump, a born and bred New Yorker. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 99 points, the Nasdaq rose 347, the S&P advanced 49. This is SRN News. The Biden administration celebrates the LGBT lifestyle.
December 8th was the second Sunday of Advent, but the Department of Health and Human Services was celebrating something entirely different. In a post on X, the department announced, quote, "Today is Pansexual and Panromantic Pride Day. Everyone deserves to be respected and supported no matter whom they love." Pansexual is a term defined by homosexuals as meaning someone who is, quote, "attracted to people of all genders, regardless of their sex or gender identity." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Despite publicly distancing himself from the conservative Project 2025 on the campaign trail this year, President Trump is stocking his administration with people who played central roles in developing it. Mr. Trump acknowledged drafters of the report would be part of his incoming administration, and while Project 2025 will not control him, he agrees with many of its ideas. This is SRN News. Albertsons is giving up on its merger with Kroger a day after it was rejected in two courts.
A federal judge in Oregon temporarily blocked the proposed merger until an in-house administrative judge at the Federal Trade Commission considers it. Meanwhile, a judge in Washington State issued a permanent injunction barring the merger in that state, saying it lessens competition. Kroger and Albertsons in 2022 proposed what would be the largest grocery store merger in U.S. history. But the Federal Trade Commission in the state of Washington sued earlier this year.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Authorities say a Wisconsin man who faked his own drowning and left his wife and three children for Eastern Europe has willingly returned to the U.S. Ryan Borgward is charged with obstruction and misdemeanor. A not guilty plea was entered by a judge Wednesday, a day after Borgward's return. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.